Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Happy New Year and welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so excited that you are here. I can't believe it's the new year. I feel like everyone says that, but I really mean it of like, where the hell did this year go or this past year go? And time just flies by. I don't know. Life goes too fast. But I wanted to take this moment and this opportunity to remind you that today is just another day. Yes, we're a few days into the new year, but this is a friendly reminder that your body needs consistent fuel, consistent nourishment, consistent hydration, no matter what day it is, no matter what you ate yesterday, doesn't matter if it's a holiday, a weekday, a vacation day, a weekend day, a work day, a sick day, a day that you're running a bunch of errands. I don't give a shit what day it is. Your body needs consistent fuel, consistent nourishment, consistent hydration. And if you have not already, I released an episode last week on New Year's resolutions. If you have not yet listened to that episode, I would highly recommend going back and listening to that one, because that one I break down what I think of New Year's resolutions, how that they are traditionally very restrictive and rooted in diet culture, but ways that if you do want to genuinely improve your health from a physical, mental, emotional standpoint, you can do that. Because you're allowed to set resolutions if you want. This is not about me being like anti-resolutions. So I talk about some different tips on ways to reframe and restructure resolutions to give you ones that are going to fulfill you, that are going to include and enhance your life instead of restrict and deprive. And I also have some really cool, I guess you could call them substitutes for resolutions. So they're just different. There are things that I've done over the years with clients when they're like, look, I don't want to set like anything related to food. I don't want to set anything related to body or movement, but I do want to do something. And so I talk about some different bucket list ideas, as well as ideas on how to enhance your social connectedness with those around you and build community, which can be a really cool thing to focus on in the new year. So if you have not listened to that, go back to the last episode and listen. But if you did listen to that, or if you don't feel like going back and listening, that's fine too. And today, what I really want to talk about is this question that I actually use this question all throughout the year. So this is not one that is like only for the first week of the year that we can talk about, but I want to get really deep with you and I want to challenge you to pull out a journal, pull out your phone notes, whatever is easiest. And I want you to write this question down. What do you want to feel and experience this year? And you may be saying, what does that have anything to do with my relationship with food or body image or movement? But it is very important, because then I also want you to write down this next question. Is your relationship with food and body image and movement contributing what you want to feel and experience in the new year? Now, I got so excited that I just jumped right into today's topic. So I'm going to leave you with those two questions, and we're going to pause for a moment and get into today's Find Food Freedom win of the week. I always forget because I just get so excited to jump into the episode. So this was a DM I received from Rachel. Rachel is someone who has followed us for a really long time. We have never worked with Rachel in a capacity as like she has not been a client with us, but she's been a follower on social media and really engaged in our online community. And so Rachel messaged me, she DM'd me on Instagram and said, I'm on my honeymoon. I'm skipping all of the workout classes and the resort gym because I'd rather relax. I'm eating anything I want, pizza, fruit, surf and turf, salad, dessert, all because of you. Learning about intuitive eating has made me enjoy my life so much more. Seriously, thank you from the bottom of my heart. So I thought that this DM was such a great one to pull into today's episode as a Find Food Freedom win to celebrate. So first of all, Rachel, we are celebrating you. And this is such a great example of when we walk an intuitive eating journey, when we make peace with food and our body, we get to be present and enjoy the current moment. And so if we go back to the first question I asked you for today's episode, what do you want to feel and experience this year? Setting an intention for this year, I want you to boil it down to one word. I don't want you to have a list of words. I don't want you to have sentences. I don't want paragraphs. I want one word. And I'm going to share for you what came up for me. A word that I love and I've used more and more often is contentment. And when you look up like the basic definition of contentment, it's happiness and satisfaction. And I feel like so much of my life when I was entrenched in diet culture, I felt like I never got to really be present and happy and satisfied in the moment because I was so obsessed with calories, portions, macros, my body weight, what my body looked like in clothes, the number on the scale. I mean, you name it. Sure, I had some really fond memories. Like I can look back on those years and be like, you know, especially for me, like, a lot of my disordered years were college, and I loved college. I loved Penn State, but I can't help but like have feelings of grief for my experience at that time because I had such a poor relationship with myself, such a poor relationship with food and body image that I would love to know what I know now and like go back in time and live those years so I could truly enjoy them in a sense of being present and not obsessing about food and body. And so what I've noticed in my 32, almost 33 years of life is that even though I've made peace with food, I have made peace with my body. And that doesn't mean that there's not hard days or negative thoughts that still come up. I just have so many more tools to be able to deal with them and to be able to be like, where is this coming from? Let me move on with my day. We don't do that anymore. And get curious about where they're coming from. But even though, again, I feel like I'm at a very neutral, pleasant place with my relationship with food and body, I've noticed that these same kind of thought patterns can still creep up. But oftentimes what happens is once you make peace with food or once you make peace with your body, they kind of get like transferred to other areas of your life. So for example, like for me, thinking back to college and like disordered days, I would always say like, I will be happy when I weigh X amount, right? Like, I will be happy when I can fit into X size jeans. I will be happy when, you know, whatever it is, you name the event or the thing, the goal that needed to happen within my restrictive tendencies. And now I find myself not to the extreme that I was doing it in diet culture, but I find it can easily come up for me as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a wife, right? Like, so all of these things that encompass who I am as a human, I find that I can hold that same thought process and be like, I will be happy when I accomplish this. And like, it could be a work goal, it could be, you know, it could be a goal or like an unrealistic milestone or expectation I might have with like my daughter or whatever it may be. And again, I definitely have realized like I don't have as extreme black and white thinking. I think that is a huge sign of, you know, my like disorderedness and perfectionism back in the day. But I want to challenge you as you continue to make peace with food and your body, noticing like if you used to have these obsessive thoughts or negative thoughts around food and body, are they showing up in other ways because these other relationships are healing? So it's like, well, we're not going to focus on this anymore, but we're going to focus on this. And so I think that's something for myself when I chose the word contentment. Like, I want to feel and experience contentment this year. Contentment is something I have been feeling and experiencing these past few years. But I think that the more intentional I get about being present, the more intentional I get about looking for joy in the now moments, the more contentment I feel, because it's so easy to get stuck in the, well, when this happens, I'll be happy. When this happens, I'll be good. And again, not even related to food and body image anymore, but I can still see those patterns happening. So something that I really want to challenge myself with this year is finding the joy in the now moments, because it's so easy. I even said it, like I just said it on the beginning of this podcast, how I was so disordered in college. And I look back on those moments and think, how much more joy could I have experienced or contentment could I have felt if I was present and wasn't obsessed with food and body? And so then I'm kind of like taking a step back and saying, am I going to say those exact same things of like, looking back like 10 years from now, am I going to look back at now and say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how much joy I was stealing from myself or not allowing myself contentment because I was too wrapped up of like, when I accomplish these work goals or, you know, whatever it is, then I'll be happy. And I say this again, like with a disclaimer of, it's nowhere near as extreme as it was in diet culture, because diet culture makes things black and white, on or off the wagon, all or nothing. But I definitely see a pattern. And so that's something that, recognizing that, I can get really intentional about, okay, what do I want to do this year that's going to help bring me into the now, right? Like grounding work, being present, therapy, breath work, you know, movement that I enjoy, like all of these different things that I can do that are going to help support the now and get me out of my head and get me out of this hamster wheel thinking of comparing to this like future version of myself that I think will be better or like more happy. And so I want to use, like, I'm using my example today to just give you some things to riff with and see if you can relate. But I really want to use, you know, what do you want to feel and experience in, you know, this next year? If you're saying peace, if you're saying contentment, if you're saying joy, and you're looking at your relationship with food and your relationship with your body, and you're saying, okay, is my relationship with food and body contributing to joy, to peace, to freedom, like to whatever I chose that I want to experience? And if you say, hell no, My relationship with food is so disordered. It's toxic. It's obsessive. It rules my every thought. I can't be present because all I'm thinking about is like if I'm good or bad or how many calories I ate or if I'm out of control around food or what my body looks like. Like I'm here to tell you that life can get so much more enjoyable when we remove that obsession. I'm also here to be a realist to tell you that it's not like rainbows and butterflies and perfection and like you get rid of it and then like life is perfect, because that's not real life either. But I believe that our Fine Food Freedom win of the week from Rachel, again, going back to her example, she has implemented intuitive eating and now she's currently in this moment enjoying her honeymoon because she can eat what she wants. She's not feeling pressure to go to the gym. She's enjoying, she's relaxing, she's laying out, she's being a tropical queen. And so I just think it's so profound once we wake up, once we recognize, once we see how harmful diet culture is and say like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done with this. And I'm also here to tell you, if you're hearing this and you're like, okay, I'm recognizing like I'm obsessed with food. I'm obsessed with my body image. I don't feel like I can be present. It's okay. I want you to take a deep breath with me in through the nose, out through the mouth, and know that having awareness around this is a huge first step. Absolutely massive first step. Having awareness that what you want to feel and experience the rest of this year does not align with your relationship with food and body. Honestly, we can cut the episode right there, because just building that awareness, now you can come back to this. You can journal about it. You can think about it. And you get to decide where you go from here. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I've never thought about it this way. You know, I've only just thought of food and body as I need to be better, or I need to be good or whatnot. I really want to encourage you to take advantage of our resources. We have an upcoming masterclass that you are going to see, where we're going to be talking all about what the fuck is set point weight. And I tell you this because there's so much weight talk around the New Year's. And I know for me, as someone who had many, many New Year's stuck in this idea of like, this is the year that I'm going to lose weight. And I would feel like a failure and I would have guilt and shame and it would take me out of the present moment. We have a masterclass coming up that I would love to invite you to. It is 100% free and it is called WTF, what the fuck is set point weight? And we're going to talk about weight science and we're going to talk about intuitive eating and we're going to talk about our bodies and our relationship to our bodies. And so I would love to invite you to that. You can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And you'll see the sign up page there. Please sign up, grab a seat. If you cannot make it live, please know that we will send you the recording. It's 100% free. And when you go to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you're going to see a lot of other resources there. So take advantage of any of the free trainings we have. We have our membership. We have our group coaching. We have our one-on-one coaching. We have so many different outlets of support. So if you're somebody who's listening to this and you're saying, I want to feel and experience peace, joy, love, contentment, happiness, and my relationship with food and body is not contributing to what I want to feel and experience, we are here for you. And we're really, really grateful that you're here right now listening to this episode. So please join me for our upcoming masterclass in mid-January. You can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to save your seat. I thank you so much for being here today, having an open mind, bringing curiosity into this conversation. And I am really, really excited for the year ahead. We have, just as a little teaser for you, one of the words that I'm like really centering this year is growth. We are growing two teams this year. We have the Fine Food Freedom team, which we are growing. We have 5 new registered dietitians, plus we have 2 additional registered dietitians that were already on our team. So if you include me plus the 2, that's 8 registered dietitians on our team, weight inclusive, health at every size dietitians. So we are going to be able to serve so many more people and making peace with food and body. And then I am growing my personal team, aka my family. I am due with baby girl number 2 in May of this year. So we are growing our personal family and we are growing the Fine Food Freedom family. So growth is huge for me this year. And it's also something that, you know, growth and contentment, I want them together, right? Like, I'm really excited for the growth and I want to enjoy every step of the way, not just when like the big accomplishments come or the baby comes. Obviously, that's going to be so exciting and like so amazing, but I want to enjoy life along the way in the meantime moments. So thank you so much for being here. So grateful for you. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please like, rate, review, subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcasts, your reviews mean the world to us and your ratings mean the world to us, because the more of those we get, the more people hear these episodes. So thank you for being here. Happy freaking New Year. Remember, today is just another day. It's just another day. Your body needs consistent fuel and nourishment. And again, thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the 3 biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. Bye.